This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
Last time I had enormous fun in explaining the physics behind popping corn. Let's continue the effort to explore the claim that popcorn has enough nutrients by itself to keep Pop Queen Madonna alive and kicking in New York City in her early years. An unpopped corn kernel or seed is roughly the size of a pea. The vast majority, about 75%, is carbohydrate, mostly starch, with water making up about 15-20% and fat, proteins and minerals making up the rest. When it pops, it expands in size by around 30-45 times. So 50 grams of corn expands up to about 2 litres. And if you were to use air, not butter, oil or shortening, to heat and pop it, its energy content would be about 800 kilojoules, roughly 1/10 of your daily energy needs. But the moment you heat it with some kind of fat, popcorn becomes one of the highest fat content foods known to the human race. And that's because the popped corn has such a huge surface area which loves to absorb anything. In one American study, and I quote, "A large popcorn had about 80 grams of fat, more than 50 of them saturated." That's almost 3 days' worth of saturated fat, or what you'd get from 6 Big Macs. And that's if you skip the extra butter that gets layered on top, unquote. But if you try to live on popcorn alone, you'll get the terrible disease called pellagra. Pellagra was first described in Spain in 1735. It was endemic in those regions where corn and maize had been introduced and had become the dominant food crop, areas such as Italy and Spain. So it seemed reasonable to believe that there was some kind of toxin in the corn. Between 1906 and 1940, it attacked 3 million Americans, mostly in the South, and 100,000 of them had died. By 1914, the American Congress set up the Spartanburg Pellagra Hospital in Spartanburg, South Carolina, to study pellagra. By 1915, Dr. Joseph Goldberger had proved that pellagra was not caused by a toxin with an elegant, if messy, two-part study. In part one, he and his wife and assistants carried out what they charmingly called filth parties. They collected the blood and other bodily fluids and scabs and even feces from patients with pellagra and ate or injected themselves with this filth. Nobody got pellagra, so therefore no toxin. In part two, he worked with 11 volunteers from a Mississippi prison who had been promised a full pardon. First, he made sure they were healthy by giving them clean clothes, accommodating them in houses that were cleaned every day, and feeding them a balanced diet. Second, he changed their diet, feeding them only corn. Within a fortnight, the prisoners began to complain of mental confusion, loss of appetite, and headaches. By the third week of the study, 7 of the 11 prisoners began to suffer full clinical pellagra. And third, he then returned them to a balanced diet, and the pellagra vanished. He had shown that corn did not contain a toxin, but rather was missing something. However, he had not identified the missing element. He did later show that brewer's yeast, which we now know is rich in B vitamins, did prevent pellagra on a corn-only diet. In 1937, Tom Spees, Marion Blankenhorn and Clark Cooper showed that niacin was a missing vitamin and that replacing it could cure pellagra in humans. Now let's head back to New York City in the late 1970s. What about the then poor and unfamous struggling artist Madonna living only on popcorn? Well, according to Professor Jenny Brand Miller from the University of Sydney, she could not have survived for a long time just on popcorn. To get the nutrients essential for life, she must have had a little meat or a non-animal source of well-balanced protein and milk. The insurmountable problem is that the protein in corn has very low amounts of the amino acid tryptophan. Tryptophan is essential for making niacin vitamin B3. There actually is some niacin already present in corn, but it is bound up, and so it's biologically unavailable. Indeed, niacin deficiency leads to the terrible disease pellagra. It was a huge public health problem for the poor in the American South who ate only the three M's. Meat, actually pork fatback, molasses, mostly sugar, and meal, which was corn meal. This diet gave them pellagra, which in turn caused the four D's of dermatitis, diarrhea, dementia, and death. Indeed, the name pellagra comes from the Italian, pelle meaning skin and agra meaning sour. So, to survive on corn, Madonna must have had an extra source of niacin. Niacin is found in red meat, fish, poultry and green leafy vegetables. Or maybe she did what the people of South America, where corn came from, did. They would treat it with lime before cooking it into a tortilla. The alkalinity released the bound niacin, preventing popcorn pellagra, which would otherwise appear within a few weeks. So Madonna either cracked the big time in under 2 weeks, or she was popping vitamins along with her popcorn.
What does it mean? Why is it so?